And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
That's right, it's hour number two of the Earshot 20, counting down now the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. How's it going? I'm Anthony Edman, Brian Cleveland back in studio with me, and it's good to have... I don't know about you.
You never leave anyone time to answer.
What do you mean?
You say how you doing, and then you don't, obviously you don't care because you don't leave time for people to answer you.
But I'm not going to...
Open the phone lines. Let's hear from everyone.
All right. call up right now. I don't know how you... handled doing the show by yourself the week I was away, but
lots of long songs.
Yeah, that's I found it very. It's a little bit harder to do this all by yourself. You play longer songs. You don't talk as much. There's no banter because I at one point did consider bantering, but then I was like,
yourself?
It's just with myself.
You should have made Steven stay on the program the whole time.
I considered asking the second week. I was like, well, maybe Steven would count it down with me. Oh, man.
You really get to know him.
Yeah, we could. We become best buds then. I know him pretty well. Like, I know he lives in Toronto, and then he works for Exclaim.
Yeah, you know all about him. I mean... You know his Twitter handle, maybe?
I think he has a cat. Yeah, it's at Stephen Carlin.
He has a cat.
Maybe. I actually don't know that for a fact. But maybe
that's just the thing he made up?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Does he give you cat vibes?
Yeah, I would say that he's a cat kind of guy. Right. He is a...
You'll have to find out next episode.
He's a cool cat.
People want to know these things now.
Well, I'll ask
next
him.
Episode, you'll have to tell him, like, listen, Stephen.
I made a bold claim.
There was a weird part of the program where we decided to create your backstory.
I made a bold claim. Yeah, he came from the Yukon. I know he has a beard, so he must have been somewhere cold where he previously
I thought he had a mustache.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Let's stop talking about him.
This is getting uncomfortable
it's weird.
For everyone.
Yeah. If you're just tuning in, it is the Earshot 20, counting down, as I said, the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. What will you find if you go to that website? Brian will let you know.
You'll find that Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published by some really cool folks every week at earshot-online.com. You'll find the entire national top 50 from which we pull the top 20. And you'll also find regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations, many of which are our airing partners. And you can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more. Go check it out. There's a couple of new features on there this week, including the Soul Jazz Orchestra, Chad Van Galen, and lots more.
All right. And if you want to get in touch with us, there are a few ways to do it. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at Earshot20. Our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to contact us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we are happy to do that for you in the form of an interview and we'll play something from your latest release. We did that earlier in the program in the first hour with Vogue Dots and big thanks to them for reaching out to us. And we will continue to do that throughout the weeks. We've got quite a few likes on our Facebook page and quite a few contacts, quite a few emails, so that's good. We'll have lots of features to come your way. In this hour of the program, in this hour of the program, we're going to have the top 10, plus Brian will give you the lowdown. Stephen Carlick's got a little bit more music entertainment news for you, so that's all coming your way, and we're going to kick things off with number 10.
Here it is, Ought, from their new album, More Than Any Other Day, down from number 6. You're going to hear a track called Pleasant Heart. We'll be right back.
cried out for the
Number 9.
Earshot 20. Number 8.
Dreams aren't about the future. He tried to tell me that I had a right to sing just like a bird has to fly. And I wanted to believe him because he seemed like a really nice guy. Oh, but I trip on the truth when I walk that wire. When you wear a mask, always sound like a liar. I tried to tell him all the reasons that I had to never sing again. And he replied, you better find a new way.
Find a new way.
Tried to tell me that I had a right to scream just like a bird had to sing. And I believed her, but in truth, if you're convincing, I'll believe anything. I only speak when I'm feeling sad and lonely. But what I speak doesn't have to do with being sad and lonely. Little white lies erode my sight when I look into his eyes. So
find a new way.
A cap on all the screaming of songs. What happens when the drink is gone? Nothing, stuffing down a stifled little yell. Desperation bell, numb me at night. I pray to learn to pretend so I can sleep tight. But something doesn't feel right.
When I see you changing, it makes me think that I could change too. Oh,
and your sleep is afraid, but we come, shake on, tell him, be unafraid. At night, they say, he come, he come. At night, they say, he come, he come, he come. And your sleep is afraid, but we come, shake on, tell him, be unafraid. At night, they say, he come, he come.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Find a New Way by Tune Yards. They're up to number 8. From number 15 and the newest record, Nicky Knack. You're from the Black Keys from Turn Blue at number 9, rising from number 11, a track called In Time. And starting off that set at number 10, down from number 6 is Ought More Than Any Other Day, is their new debut album on Constellation Records. And you heard a track called Pleasant Heart.
If you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20, counting down now the top 10 albums, and we're getting into the thick of it right here on this station. And coming up in just a few minutes, Stephen Karlick going to join us again with some more entertainment or music news. And but next, it's the Bad Word Band. I'm always uncomfortable when this band comes on. I don't know why either. I'm uncomfortable.
Get used to it. People dig them.
I know. Everybody, they love them. They debuted on the charts at number 7, staying steady at number 7 this week. So I guess I'm going to have to be buddies with them.
Yeah.
If I interviewed them, though, I think it would be the most awkward.
The leader or the singer in the band is the leader.
The
leader of that band of ruffians is a pretty cool guy. He's pretty involved in media back in the day. He used to have some stuff on Much Music and Fox News and do some weird stuff.
Well,
he's pretty.
If I ever interview
him, Pink Eye.
It'll be. No, it's not.
That's his nickname.
Okay. I was going to say, if that was cruel of his parents, if that's his real name. All right. Well, let's get to it. Let's Let's put the bad word band out there.
All right, you're going to hear from Effed Up at number 7 as Anthony Lutu, sitting still in that debut spot this week. Their latest, Glass Boys, is on Matador Records. And here's a track called DET, followed by Bad Bad Not Good at number 6, falling to number 4. Their newest is called 3, and you're going to hear a track called Differently Still.
Number 6.
That was Differently Still by Bad Bad Not Good at number 6, falling 2 spots this week, is their latest 3. And Glass Boys is the latest album from Effed Up, sitting still at number 7, and a track called DET kicking off that set.
It is hour number 2 of the Earshot 20, and we are taking a break from the charts this hour to catch up again with Stephen Karlick from Exclaim Magazine. We're chatting about some of the things happening in the entertainment world, and we're kicking this hour off with a story about Lou Reed's gear, and it's going to be auctioned off. I'd like to know, I'm always dubious about this stuff, because after that story that you told quite a while ago, it must have been a few months ago now, about some fake stuff being auctioned off by someone that belonged to an artist, it seems kind of dubious.
That was Kurt Cobain's personal stuff.
Right.
There's like a Game Boy or something in there. That was on Craigslist, so there was something sketchy about that from the get-go. This is more official. After Lou Reed's death, his estate will be auctioning off gear that he's used throughout his career. It's all stuff that was kept at his Sister Ray Enterprises, and it's going on eBay, and the proceeds from the auctions will go towards building a Lou Reed archive. It remains to be seen what the archive will entail, but fans can keep checking eBay, and I'm sure that there will come news at the end of it. But for now, if you've ever wanted to own any gear that Lou Reed has used, and don't lie to me, you have, he'll be auctioning off stuff like distortion pedals, preamps, keyboards, stuff like that. His most important guitars, amps, and effects will remain for the inevitable Lou Reed archive. But if you want something sort of less important that he did in fact use that was kept in his studio, it is going up on eBay as we speak. You can find it until June 24th, so keep your eye out. It's kind of a cool way to both contribute to something that will continue Reed's legacy and also own something yourself.
And are you talking about like a museum when you talk about an archive, or is it going to be something that's just kept and you might be able to flip through a book and see it?
It's sort of, I mean, I'm speaking hypothetically what I gather. I believe it will be something where, like, an archive is kept until, say, a museum showing or an art gallery showing, that kind of thing.
That'd be awesome.
An archive does take money to sort of, you keep up research, you keep things in good condition, that sort of thing. I have friends who do that sort of thing, but I should probably ask them more about it because I'm not exactly sure what it entails.
Well, that's okay. That's not your job. Your job is to report on it.
I just talk about this stuff. Okay, come on.
All right, another story here. We've got news on Rich O'Coin's latest album that's going to be dropped, and he's got a new single. And pretty exciting news from our side. He's actually going to be in St. John for our Canada Day countdown, so that's going to be exciting for us.
Cool. And now he's announced he has a new album coming out. It will be called Ephemeral. And it's aimed at synchronizing with the 1979 claymation version of The Little Prince, which is pretty interesting, a novel thing for O'Coin to do. We'll see soon enough, because O'Coin will be sharing the LP on September 9th, courtesy of Bon Sound. It was mixed with Mick Guzowski, who has previously worked with Daft Punk, the Talking Heads, and the Bee Gees. And the 10 tracks have been described as, quote, sharp dance pop. The track list is online now. You can see it as well as the album cover, as well as a new song, which is also online. And like you said, he has a number of dates coming up throughout the summer in June, July, and in August. So keep your eyes peeled.
Yeah, you can check those out on the website. It's exclaim.ca. Lots of great stuff there. All right, and that brings us to the album review and song pick, which are hand-in-hand again this week. So good on you for doing that, for picking an album that you're going to play the song for. So without further ado, we'll turn it over. As always, thank you very much for joining us on the program, Stephen, and it's all yours.
So my album of the week, my album pick, is by White Lung, the Vancouver punk act. Their new album, their third, is called Deep Fantasy, and it's out now on Domino Records, which is quite a coup for a Canadian band to be on Domino Records, kind of one of the more storied indie labels. The new album, like their others, is just hovers around the 20-minute mark, which always leaves you wanting more. It's incredibly catchy, incredibly fast. It's just, I mean, it's excellent. You're going to hear it now. One of the songs is called Snake Jaw. They've released it as a single, and you can hear it now on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra.
Yeah. Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring Bad Bad Not Good, Ice Cube, Chromeo, Tuneyards, Owen Pallett, and our annual Summer Music Festival Guide. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
On air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 5.
Stenciling your diagrams of trilogies and pyramids on the face of the infinite. Sing about a poetess, Hyacinth around her feet, that it will never come again is what makes our life so sweet. Do you agree?
On the flatbed boys to the town.
victorious in war. The sticks smash on the flatbed, boys on the ball.
You're listening to the Earshot 20, number 4.
Every letter is a will. I'll got every word is standing still. I don't deserve what I want. When the anti-seer looks to you, keep an eye on what you got. It's not love. It's not love. It's not love. It's a love song. Call me back and prove me wrong. What's there to hold on to? As smoke moves through the house at evening, you can holler back against the song. But you can't keep someone from singing. It's a good love, feels unfound. Unknown and understood. It's not love.
It's the Earshot 20.
At number 4, up from number 8, that was Bri Webb from Free Will, his lace on ED Fixé, a track called Prove Me Wrong. You heard from Owen Pallett, Song for Fire and Six. At number 5, up from number 9, is his lace album In Conflict. And you heard Stephen Karlik's pick this week, a track from White Lung and their newest album, a track called Snake Jaw. And I can imagine that that album will be finding its way on the charts in the near future.
It would be no surprise to me. They've been on the charts before. A lot of new music coming out too, which is really really good. You always see it this time of year. Lots of new stuff. Steven and I talked about that last week, actually, with it seems like around festival times, new stuff comes out because it's an opportunity for artists to go out and play their new stuff and get a feel for it. And then after that, there'll be a little bit more. Then we get in. I can't believe how close we are really to the end of the year. It's already halfway.
Almost.
That means that the top 20 of 2014 will be coming up.
It's still 6 months.
I know, but it's still...
Don't count your chickens before they hatch. Some of my favorite artists still have records coming out.
Well, I don't know, man. I I'm calling it done already. We've got a few more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. But first, before we do that, we have a feature that we like to bring you every week. And I don't think I did this justice the last couple of weeks, but I tried. I tried my best. Good. It was.
I thought you did good.
It was hard to cull all that information. That's what I'll say. But it is letting you know what's debuting below the top 20 on the national top 50. And we call this.
It's the lowdown on the Airshot 20.
11 debuts this week below the top 20. We kick it off at number 47 with Toronto's Teenage Kicks. They released several EP singles and videos in the last few years and have now brought a debut full-length to life entitled Spoils of Youth. Vancouver-based MC-DJ duo Mishap and Phonic Ops are back with the new album Coloring Outside the Lines, which debuts at number 46. And number 45 is Pop Strangers, grungy jangle rockers who recently moved from New Zealand to London and who take a more pop-orientated approach on their second LP, Fortuna. Bermuda Waterfall is the 10th release from Edmonton lo-fi indie pop singer Sean Nicholas Savage, cracking the charts at number 44. Victoria-based indie rock quartet Current Swell return with their fifth album, Ulysses, at number 42. And number 41, The Cautionary Tales of Mark Oliver Everett, is album number 11 for Eels, the aforementioned Mark Oliver Everett's California outfit. Prairie Pop Ensemble Library Voices have released a new EP to accompany their summer tour, and For John debuts at number 39. And number 38 is the debut full-length album of electronic soul from Melbourne-born Nicholas James Murphy entitled Built on Glass. Hour of the Dawn is the third solo album from the former Vivian girl Cady Goodman under the La Syrah moniker, and it comes in at number 36. And number 27 is Halifax-based post-rock outfit Quado, who have released a smattering of small releases over the last few years, but The Great Upheaval is their debut LP, and it comes out on Acadian Embassy. And closing out the lowdown, Toronto's shoegaze trio Tearjerker find themselves on the charts at number 26, with new EP Hiding, their first release receiving indie label representation.
There you go. Thanks for that, Brian. And that's a look at what is debuting below the top 20 and could potentially make their way up into the top 20 and onto the show. We've got three more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. We're going to kick things off with number three. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at that spot.
Falling one position is Pink Mountaintops from their new album on Outside Music, Get Back. You're going to hear a track called Shakedown.
I saw a photograph light in the streets. Shake down, feel your heart start skipping.
With Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 2. Number 1.
It's the Earshot 20.
At number one for the fourth week in a row, that was Chad Van Galen with a track from his newest Shrink Dust called Evil. Before that, you heard Baby from Cousins. They're up from number five to number two, and their newest album's called The Halls of Wickwire on Hand-Drawn Dracula. And at number three, you heard Shakedown by Pink Mountaintops, dropping one spot as their latest Get Back.
I apologize. I said the wrong thing if I told you it was Body, not Baby by Cousins, but... We'll let the record stand. Let the record show that I gave Brian incorrect information on
the
radio.
No, it actually says Body. My handwriting is just really bad.
Okay, all right. Well, whatever. It's Body. There you go. That's the end. That is the completion of the Top 20. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you're just joining us, I'm Anthony Edmond. That's Brian Cleveland. And every week we count down the Top 20 albums charting from across the nation from earshot-online.com. We record and broadcast out of local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. And we thank them all for carrying this program.
Huge shout out. We have two new stations there in the show. Voice of Bombay, VOBB in Norris Point, Newfoundland, and CKAR, Hunter's Bay Radio in Huntsville, Ontario.
Thanks very much to them for picking up the program. You can also find us online, radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net, where you can download the program and you can podcast this show on iTunes. Until next week, thanks very much for tuning in, and stick around because there's a lot more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback? You can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.